For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
President George Bush, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas.
Many famous Americans, including prominent conservatives, have used marijuana. None were arrested, and all have lived successful lives.
President Bill Clinton, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Is it fair to arrest 750,000 people a year for doing what presidents and a Supreme Court justice have done?
Visit the Marijuana Policy Project Foundation, www.joinmpp.org, or call toll-free 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
The following extract is taken from the movie Syriana.
Corruption charges. Corruption? Corruption is government intrusion into market efficiencies in the form of regulation. That's Milton Friedman. He got a goddamn Nobel Prize. We have laws against it precisely so we can get away with it. Corruption is our protection. Corruption keeps us safe and warm. Corruption is why you and I are prancing around in here instead of fighting over scraps of meat out in the street. Corruption is why we win.
William Colby, the former director of the CIA, stated back in 1995, 6 weeks before he was found dead of a canoeing accident, quote, "The Latin American drug cartels have stretched their tentacles much deeper into our lives than most people believe. It's possible they are calling the shots at all levels of government," end quote. The following comes from the Washington Office on Latin America, quote, "Mexico is under assault from increasingly brutal drug-related violence. As the war between drug cartels rages, their victims' tortured and beheaded bodies frequently appear on roadsides and plazas across the country. Many of these kidnappings and killings are evidently carried out by current and former members of the police and military. Despite a dramatic show of force, the Mexican government has not been able to quell the violence or eradicate corruption from its law enforcement institutions. These troubling developments are examined in the Washington Office of Latin America's latest report, State of Siege, Drug-Related Violence and Corruption in Mexico. And this is available on their webpage at www.wola.org in English and Spanish. This report argues that the United States must share responsibility for reducing the violence and corruption caused by the drug trade, and that the most effective way to do so is by shrinking U.S. drug demand and by helping Mexico undertake profound police and judicial reform." End quote. At times like these, we need another brave and stalwart individual to step forward and speak the truth, as William Colby did before his canoeing accident. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.